How's that?
Okay.
And we basically want to thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the last meeting, which would be from July. Do we have, let's see, how many do we have here for voting? We do have
four present, which constitutes
a quorum. That's great. Yep. So anybody see any changes or anything that they want in the, you know, they just approve it the way it is?
I move they be accepted.
Okay. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor, you can raise your hand in front of your screen. There you go. All right. It's approved. All right. Our next and only item of business here is our, where is my agenda here? Hang on a minute. That's the application. Let's back up a bit, Charlie. I printed that nice thing off and stapled it all together. Now I'm trying to find it. Well, so according to
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dwayne Smotherson, Third Ward City Councilman. But
Cliff,
I just wanted to mention one thing. Did I get a copy of the agenda? Or what's on? What's the discussion for today?
Yes, I did. I sent it. It would have been last week. And it's a variance request on a property at 7389 Northmore. They are requesting a variance tonight to. Well, it's really secondary side yard setback. It's a very unique situation. And I think you'll see that the reasons why it's here, because in a sense, they don't have a rear yard.
No.
Based on the configuration of the lot. And we're here tonight to look at it from a hardship standpoint, consider whether it meets that hardship, and for the board to make a determination whether they're eligible for a variance.
Right. Okay. We're here for a variance request, a board of adjustment 21-21-01. And the applicants, Michael and Mary Lawler. Before I go any further, I want to read the standards for granting variances. The board of adjustment shall not grant a variance unless it shall in each case make specific written findings of fact directly based upon the particular evidence presented to it that support the following conclusions. Number one, the variance requested arises from a condition which is unique to the property in question and which is not ordinarily found in the same zoning district and is not created by an action or actions of the property owner or the applicant. Number two, the strict application of the provisions of this chapter from which a variance is requested. Oh, hang on. Damn it. Oh, here it is. Should constitute unnecessary hardship upon the property owner represented in the application. Three, the variance requested will not adversely affect the adjacent properties or public health, safety, order, convenience, or general welfare of the community. And number four, granting the variance desired will not violate the general spirit and intent of this chapter. All right. Okay. We want to note we will require a four vote requirement for approval. So we need four positive votes. Okay. Do we have anyone with exhibits? Have they been marked by the? Have they been submitted to you?
Yeah, they're exhibits. It's been incorporated into your packet.
Okay.
And the primary exhibits are the layout of the property, the application in which the applicant has indicated their request for the variance and the reasoning behind the variance and their thoughts of the hardship that constitutes the granting of the variance. Staff has provided the provisions of the ordinance and referenced the standards for granting variances, which you've clarified, and the specifics associated with the request and what we believe are the potential provisions associated with the particular property that in a sense are unique to the property.
Okay.
So we've entered those into the record in terms of the actual application packet that was sent to you tonight.
Okay.
And would be happy to answer any questions that you have. But to clarify for the record, the purpose of the variance is when you look at this lot, it's a very unique lot in that it's basically a U-shaped lot that does not...
A horseshoe.
And when you look at the provisions of the zoning ordinance, and specifically when it talks about corner lots of record, it talks about the determination that both lot lines at front, any right-of-way is determined to be a front yard.
Right.
And then the narrowest of those two frontages with the primary facing that narrowest boundary then in a sense becomes your primary front yard, which dictates your 25-foot setback. Then you have your 15-foot setback that's determined by the secondary front yard, so to speak.
Right.
To add fuel to the fire in this particular situation, the property itself has a recorded building setback line that follows parallel the property that goes all the way around on all the lot frontages. So it's basically said you have a 30-foot front yard setback all the way around. And to be honest, just to, you know, the reasoning behind that, to the best of staff's ability, is that this subdivision was recorded way back in 1920.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, the interpretation of the intent of that building setback line, in our opinion, was there wasn't a structure on the property and nobody knew which way the front would be facing.
Right.
So they didn't know if it'd be towards Bland, didn't know if it'd be towards Northmore, if it'd be towards the intersection. So the intent of that 30-foot building setback has already been met, that the front of the house is oriented towards Northmore. And then now you have the restrictions of any side yard setback or even a rear yard setback,
right,
based on the uniqueness of this lot. And they, in a sense, can meet the 15-foot side yard setback, but where it starts to come back around on Bland, that really strangles the property on any corner,
right,
structure on that, which is where I think the issue has come into play tonight.
Okay.
So I know the applicants are here as well. And
sorry about that.
Are you fine?
Okay.
But you know, that's just the analysis that staff has had on the request.
I guess what we can do is go ahead and swear everyone in. You just raise your right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth and whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you? And that would be everybody.
I do.
Okay, fine. And you have the pictures of the property. Cliff, do you think you have, you can show them, or do you think we...
Yeah. Let me see if I can share my screen.
If you can't, don't worry about it, because we all have the copies.
Well, I've got that, but I've got some general layouts of the property.
Okay, that'd be good.
Clarify. I know you've got your staff reports with the information on it, but this is really just, you know, when you look at the property, so here in a sense is kind of the site as you're coming around the area of Northmore and Bland that kind of intersects. So you're coming around off of Northmore. And here, you know, like I said, the setback is really just basically right up along here.
Yeah.
And here where they are wanting to put the garage oriented towards the front of the property. And just to clarify, Sinan Alfasan has reviewed it from a public work standpoint for a curb cut up here. And he is in favor of that curb cut. And I'll be honest, the curb cut here probably is better than the curb cut back here.
Yeah.
It's right on the neighbor's property line.
Yeah.
So this is just one kind of the side shot of it. This is what it looks like from kind of the rear as you would look off of Bland towards Northmore. And then here is just the straight from the side look as you come around on this area.
Right.
Kind of, I think, actually, I can't remember if this is actually Bland or Northmore. I think it's Northmore that just continues to carry on.
Right.
Bland, but here is the side, and there is a retaining wall here, which the applicant is going to redo as well. And then there will be fencing that comes up along here to kind of conceal the side yard like you would a traditional side yard.
I guess now we can ask the applicant to state his position. I think we're pretty sure what it is, but go ahead.
Is that Mr. Maritet?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Mr. Maritet?
Still here. Got my shot yesterday, so I'm
All right. Well, that's good.
Number one shot of two.
Appreciate you all being here for us. I think it was pretty clear with the application what we're looking for, but we really just looking to install Rose, oh, hold on 1 second. Sorry. Thank you. Looking to build a garage in what we feel is our backyard kind of solidify the property that way. So happy to answer any questions, but I felt like our application was pretty clear.
The next step would be the zoning administrator would provide any staff comments, and I'm pretty sure we've already heard them. Right, Cliff?
Yeah.
All right. And I'd like to ask now that any of the board members about site visits and any contact with the applicants or site owners. And I'll start that off because I went by the site and looked it over and knocked on the door and talked to Mary Lawler and looked at it. And that was about the extent of what I did. Anyone else make site visits?
I didn't actually knock on the door and speak with anybody, but I did drive through the neighborhood. I did a walk around with the garage being and the new driveway being put parallel to the looks like a four season room and an overhead porch. It's parallel to the existing structure, and that's where the most room is. It doesn't impact any of the adjoining neighbors because it's bounded on the curved street corner and everything. And it actually gives them better access to a garage as opposed to where the drive was in the back. Right. And it's also a better weather situation because there's no incline. It's all parallel and even and so forth. So it also will bring up the property value because it's a new structure and it provides protection for their vehicles or anybody who potentially would buy the house in the future, because none of us are going to be here forever. And it definitely would be an increase to the property value.
All right. Anyone else make any?
Yes, I went by the site. I did not talk to anyone. I was interested in looking to see what would happen if you put the garage on the other side of the house where it's wouldn't take as much of the setback area away and came to the conclusion that the garage is gonna make the property better where it's at. It's such a screwy site that I think it's gonna anchor the house on the site.
Right. Anyone else? No, all right. Okay, I guess the next step would be for public comments, but I don't think we have any other people here, extraneous members of the public to make a comment.
We did send notices to as the required 185 certified,
right,
and did publish in the paper. But one of the things that the staff has began to do, we also sent courtesy notices up to an additional, up to 300 feet. So more property owners were actually notified.
Okay. We
did not receive any concerns from any neighbors or no request to speak. So there were no concerns voiced pertaining to this request or no request to speak tonight.
Okay. I guess at this point we would close the public hearing and we would discuss amongst the board here reasons for approval or disapproval. It sounds to me, it's my own opinion that I think this qualifies under the variances, et cetera. So I would be in favor of it. Did anyone else have any discussions about it? No, I guess we can take a vote. All those in favor of approving this, please raise your hand in front of the camera. We got four hands that I can see. That's it. I guess it is approved. And any other discussions that we need? Any new business that anyone wanted to bring up? No. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn for the evening.
Do we have a second?
Council Member Smotherson, I think, has some.
Second. All right. And we're adjourned then.
That's okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. We truly appreciate it. Thank you.
I think it's an improvement to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I honestly tell you, I've never found my way back there before.
And I'm going to tell you from a...
very unique, but we, more than anything, love the neighborhood so much. We know our neighbors very well. We've talked with all of them about this. They're all very supportive. And I want to say a special thank you to Cliff. Thank you so much for helping us through this process and understanding how unique the property is and what we hope will be an increase in the property value. And really, the reason we're doing this is to stay in U-City for forever. I mean, as long as we can. So we truly appreciate you hearing us and being here tonight. Thank you.
So go chop down that sign that says Clayton on the corner.
Happy to.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Good luck with that shot, Charles.